You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, General Hospital fans. It's Soap Dirt on YouTube, and we have got five hot General Hospital predictions for next week, the week of May 22nd. We have taken a look at the spoilers that are coming up, and we have some storyline predictions, and we would love to hear from you below in the comments whether you think that we are headed in the right direction with these predictions, or if you think it's going some other way entirely. We would love to hear your thoughts. If you haven't already, reach down, click that subscribe button so you don't miss any of our General Hospital spoilers, casting news, and everything you need to know about your favorite ABC soap opera. So our first prediction is based on a spoiler from Monday, May 22nd, that says Gladys Corbin faces Selena Wu about her gambling owings. And so our prediction based on what we're seeing happening is that Gladys is going to spy on Sunny for Selena. She, if you remember, she went over to Pizzullo's and pushed her way into Sonny's office and was trying to convince him to invest in something with deception and basically an insider trading kind of deal. But obviously she wasn't really trying to get him to invest. She was trying to get him to give her a stack of cash that she could turn around and give it to Selena Wu. The question is, how could Gladys then explain to Sonny that it was just messy? Gladys is desperate, and that's how people addicted to gambling behave. They make bad decisions, people addicted to anything. So when Selena tells her, pay up now or else, Gladys is not going to have anywhere else to turn. She can try and steal more from Sasha Gilmore, but she can't really keep doing that because there's going to be a reckoning. So I tend to think that Gladys is going to pick what she sees as the lesser of two evils and spying on Sunny. She might even rationalize it that it's not like Selena is going to take what she tells her and go to the cops, because Selena is a mobster as well. So she may think, well, this won't put Sunny in danger. He's not going to be arrested or anything. So I think that's what Gladys is going to do, because she's super sketchy and she's just one of those good people that you love to hate. The actress is doing such a good job. I really enjoy her. Bonnie Burrows plays Gladys Corbin. Our number two prediction is based on another spoiler from Monday, May 22nd, about Jocelyn Jax confronting Michael Corinthos. I predict that we are going to see Joss going all out to protect Dex, and she's going to threaten Michael. So basically, Michael has created this tough situation for Dex. You know, Dex was a soldier. He was an honorable guy, even though he had gotten the dishonorable discharge. And he came to town thinking he was going to help put away a mobster, get a bad guy off the street. And that's what he has been doing. He's been working like a legit undercover operative. And some of them have to do illegal things to get the goods. But he got done. He got the goods. And he's like, okay, let's take this to the cops and then I can have my life back. Initially, I'm sure he didn't plan to stay in Port Charles, but now he's fallen for Joss and he wants to stay. And Michael has decided, oh no, I'm not going to go to the cops. Where that leaves Dex is trapped in the mob, because you can't just say, oh, you know, I'm moving out of town, I need a transfer. You can't. So, and then when Dex just abruptly leaves town, when he runs, I mean, he has to start over, because Sonny would suspect him, even if he doesn't know what he's done. If one of your associates takes off like that, then it is a cause for concern. So Joss is going to threaten Michael. She's going to threaten him with going to the police anyway to put Sonny away, because as far as she is concerned, Sonny's presence is the ongoing threat to Dex and is what is preventing her from keeping the guy that she is falling for. So the big question is, how will Michael handle these threats? He doesn't generally handle things well. That's why he was in this position with Sonny to start with, because he started this whole thing to punish him for divorcing his mom and settling in with Nina. So Joss is, she's got lots of things she can threaten. She can threaten to take the stuff to the cops. She can threaten to tell Sonny and blame Michael for it. You know, figuring that Sonny is less likely to kill Michael than Dex. So let's wait and see what those threats are. Our third prediction for this week is Sonny proposes to Nina and she freaks. And this is, you know, based on spoilers, and that comes on, I think, Tuesday and Wednesday, there are spoilers related to this, May 23rd, 24th. One of them is Sonny Corinthos insists on something, and the second is Ava Jerome congratulating someone. So I believe what Sonny is insisting on is that he wants to marry her. And of course, Nina, if she hadn't done this thing with the SEC, she could say, yes, I'll marry you, and not even think twice about it. But because she has turned his ex-wife over to the SEC, and Sonny is busy digging in, trying to figure out who did it, then she knows at some point she's going to get busted and it's going to be a problem. However, as he proposes, he tells her, you know, we're just going to let everything go from the past and we're going to move forward and there's nothing that would change my mind about this. Well, that sounds well and good, but it's not going to work out. So I do predict that he proposes and she's going to freak out and then she's going to have to cover for it. And then, of course, Ava's going to find out and congratulate her. And then the spoiler for Thursday, May 25th, says Sonny has big news to share. So that means that Nina has said yes, and he is going to start telling people, and you can imagine how well that is going to go with Carly. All right, our number four prediction for the week is that Christina Corinthos is going to volunteer to be a surrogate for her infertile sister, Molly Lansing. Now, what's kind of bizarre about this plot is, so we just found out last week with Haley Poulos still in the role that Molly is infertile due to her endometriosis. Meanwhile, Haley Poulos's run on General Hospital is about to end. She told fans that she was taking some time off because of a car accident. Well, okay, but she's in rehab because she was arrested for felony DUI. She allegedly hit one car on the freeway, kept driving, and was driving so poorly. She jumped the median, and it's like I've seen the crash pictures. If you check our General Hospital playlist, you can see the crash pictures in our story on Haley's DUI arrest. And she jumped this big concrete, three foot tall barrier into oncoming traffic and slammed headfirst into an innocent driver that was just trying to get home. And she was then fighting with first responders. There's just a whole bunch of allegations in this that it's not just a car wreck. It's two car wrecks. It's a DUI. It's a felony arrest because the victim in the second car has serious injuries. So the big question is Haley Poulos going to come back? Is General Hospital going to let this felony DUI thing slide? We'll see. She's in rehab right now. It's, you know, generally the standard for those is 30-day programs. So we've got a new actress. Her name is Holiday Mia Kriegel. And then, so why this is interesting with this prediction and storyline is because recast Christina Corinthos also starts this week, and that is Kate Manzi from Days of Our Lives has taken over the role Lexi Ainsworth is gone. So Molly just found out that she is infertile, and no doubt Christina is going to really feel for her as her sister, but more importantly, the new actress that's playing Christina, Kate Manzi, herself has endometriosis, and so this storyline is very important to her. And that's why I am predicting that she is going to volunteer to be a surrogate for her sister. We'll see how that goes. My last prediction for the week is about Willow Tate, and it's based on spoilers from Friday, May 26th, that say Willow Tate's family gathers to support her, hoping for the best. I predict that Willow Tate is going to have like an 11th hour miracle. She might even flatline again. Everything has been cleared for Liesl Obrecht to donate her bone marrow to try and save Willow Tate's life. And they've got her on chemo because they have to do that first. It suppresses your immune system and it makes your body less likely to reject the transplanted materials. So she is like cut off from everybody. She's looking really weak. And it's like people are watching her like a zoo animal, you know, that she's behind glass. And that's really sad because I predict that they're going to get everything together and they're going to give her the transplant, the bone marrow transplant, and then she's still going to flatline. However, I think they're going to bring her back. I'll be really interested to see if they don't do one of those death scenes. They'd like to do these on Days of Our Lives, but they occasionally do them on other shows where somebody flatlines and then they see someone, like maybe she'll get a a visit from her mom, Harmony Miller, you know, telling her, giving her some advice maybe on how to deal with Nina. Of course, Harmony was the one who told Carly to never, never tell Willow that Nina was her mom, which that's really cruel. And it wasn't for Harmony to decide. And Harmony, you know, was a garbage human. So my prediction is Willow Tate flatlines, and that on Friday, because that they like to do Friday cliffhangers, she might even flatline on Friday and then leave us worried so that Monday they can bring her back, and then, you know, she'll have a slow recovery with this bone marrow. That's what I think is going to happen. I'm going to give you a quick rundown of the predictions here again, just in a second. If you haven't already, reach down, click that subscribe button so you don't miss any General Hospital spoilers, casting news, all the stuff you need to know. So quick review. Prediction one, Gladys is going to agree to spy on Sunny to cover her gambling debt with Selena Wu. Prediction number two, Joss threatens Michael with everything she can to save Dex. Number three, Sunny proposes and Nina freaks out. Number four, Christina volunteers to be a surrogate for her infertile sister Molly. And our fifth prediction is that Willow Tate is going to flatline, and it's going to look like she's dead by the end of this week. I think she's going to survive. All right, stay tuned.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.